here, toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You are invited, of course. You may bring up anything that you like. We've been talking, for the most part, about the Robin Hooding situation. I think there's still a few different aspects to cover here on that, because it's global news right now. It used to just be something we talked about here on Free Talk Live, and you'd read about it at freekeen.com. Right now, you can read about it on MSN, ABC, The Telegraph, a bunch of other things.
Reuters, HuffPo,
AP, Reuters, Fox, NBC News. I mean, this is... The big news companies are doing these reports. And ABC in New York City sent a camera crew up tonight, so that hasn't aired yet. Whatever it is they're going to put together hasn't aired.
It is fun to live here.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Robin Hooding is sort of an organized effort to feed parking meters here in Keene, New Hampshire. And it has the city upset. Now, the city's claiming that their bureaucrats are being hassled. The term they're using is harassed, which, of course, is a legal term, meaning physically threatened, among other things.
I have the RSA pulled up.
Oh, really? Yeah, what does harassment mean? Let's get the exact
definition. Harassment is a person is guilty of a misdemeanor and subject to prosecution in the jurisdiction.
Up to a year in jail.
Where the communication originated or was received. If such person, A, makes a telephone call, which didn't happen
okay, that's
here.
That's not his. No.
Makes repeated communications at extremely inconvenient hours or in offensively coarse language with a purpose to annoy or alarm another. Or, C, insults, taunts, or challenges another in a manner likely to provoke a violent or disorderly response.
Okay, so it's not necessarily threatening. You said there was a definition in there where you could just make repeated communications with a purpose to annoy.
Makes repeated communications at extremely inconvenient hours or in offensively coarse language with a purpose to annoy or alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then knowingly communicates any matter of a character tending to incite murder, assault, or arson. I'm not sure what you could communicate that would knowingly incite arson. But anyway, or E, with the purpose to annoy or alarm another, communicates any matter containing to a threat to kidnap any person or commit a violation of RSA 633-4 or a threat of the life to the life or safety of another. Or with the purpose to annoy or alarm another, has having previously been notified that the recipient does not desire further communication.
Right.
Communicates with such person when the communication is not for a lawful purpose or constitutionally protected.
Right. So if I tell you, leave me alone, Nemi, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want you talking to me anymore, and you keep doing it, that could be considered harassment.
Sure, absolutely. Sure. You as a private citizen.
Correct.
But this is constitutional because you have the right to redress your grievances.
Constitutionally protected.
Yeah.
And it is for a lawful purpose. So as used in paragraph 1, communicates means to impart a message by any means of transmission, including but not limited to telephoning or personally delivering or sending or having delivered any information or material.
I don't think we need to go that deep.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah.
So they don't have it because otherwise they would have charged people.
Right.
This
it's
has been going on for months.
It's a misdemeanor. You don't need a civil injunction for a civil case if you have somebody who has committed a misdemeanor. Why in the world would you say somebody has harassed if you have the opportunity to arrest? This is the city we're talking about. They pay 50 cops. They can go ahead and arrest somebody who's harassed one of their cops.
Especially a free stater. If you don't think they're foaming at the mouth to get one more arrest.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt.
They would much rather have the press going their way in this situation than the way it's going.
Frankly, they practically do have the press going their way in a lot of ways.
So you had said something earlier, Nemi, that you think the city's afraid of a lawsuit coming from the parking enforcers if they quit their job.
Namely,
what are you getting at?
Specifically, Alan. And in Alan's
this is the meter butler.
This is the gentleman. I don't know if they call him a meter butler or not. I try to be kind of kind to Alan because I feel kind of badly for him. It's clear to me from his affidavit that he served in the military. He served in theater. It's clear to me. I mean, from reading his affidavit, and he's saying that he's beginning to suffer physical effects due to the stress of his job, including coming home from work with a red face, feeling heart palpitations, and having dreams related to
activity. Let me tell you
something.
This guy would not be able to cut it as a parking enforcer in a big city.
No, absolutely not. And to see him yelling at you and to see him yelling at people on the street, this is a person, unfortunately, I feel badly that I would like to see someone have a job, for sure. I don't want to see someone miserable. But the fact of the matter is, he can quit his job.
And
there are plenty of people, me included, who have had jobs where you go home at the end of the day and you just want to have a drink and go to bed. You don't have any joy in
life. He shouldn't be surprised. His job description,
it's in the job description,
says you're supposed to put up with, says you're supposed to endure verbal and mental abuse from members of the public. Now, I don't think that's what Robin Hooders are doing. I think they're courteous and they, you know, they're nice to these people. They may ask tough questions sometimes.
Absolutely.
But anybody, you know, like for instance, asking a question about the legitimacy of the state or, you know, what their job is actually doing, which is of course threatening people on a daily basis, that could make someone uncomfortable because you don't want to see yourself as a thug. You don't want to see yourself as an individual who's putting others in harm's way and possibly hurting peaceful people. That could cause some cognitive dissonance, and I can understand why that would be uncomfortable for someone. But
now,
too bad.
I also see here in Jane's affidavit, and before I get to that point, I will finish my point on Alan. What I'm concerned about with Alan is lining up to either file a disability claim with the union or sue the city for failing to provide an accommodation, reasonable accommodation under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. Mm. If they knew he had PTSD when he took the job, absolutely.
You think he's got a case?
He may not win, but he certainly can sue.
And that would certainly be expensive for the city. Because in that case, I don't think they'd be able to have the city attorney do it. Because if you bring suit against the city, at least in the case of Daryl, our co-host on Monday
night, he
brought a suit against the city for them raiding the Keene Activist Center and waking him up and not apologizing. Now, of course, the case got thrown out of court, but that's not until after they hired a third-party attorney to come in and represent the city at who knows. No, there was a younger attorney, so he probably didn't cost as much as an experienced older attorney, but nonetheless, any attorney you hire is going to probably cost you at least $100 an hour.
They don't have cheap attorneys.
Right, so the city ended up paying all of that because they didn't demand that Daryl pay it, which they could have done.
So when they say it's not about money,
or the
it
judge
is
didn't
about
grant
money.
It. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt. It certainly is about money, and I see that. I see that lining up in these affidavits. Something else I noticed about the affidavits is all written in the same voice. All written with the same language.
Oh, yeah, it was written by the city attorney.
It was written by the city attorney.
And you can tell that because at the very end it says, I have read and agree to this.
And what's amazing to me is that the city attorney didn't catch number 7 in Jane's affidavit where she says, on a number of occasions they have crowded so close to me that they actually bump into me. This is where she makes that allegation. In addition, on one occasion, I was grabbed by the arm in an attempt to stop me from removing propaganda from a car windshield. She admits there. Right there to interfering.
She was taking
propaganda off windshields. Yeah. That's interference with First Amendment rights.
Absolutely. We've got evidence of that where they were not only taking them off the windshields, the cards that we would leave after we saved someone from a parking ticket, the calling cards, they were not only taking them off, but at one point they tore them up, crinkled them up, crumpled, and then deposited them on one of the Robin Hooders, as I understand the story. I wasn't there to see this happen, but I did see the picture, which was put on the Robin Hood of Keene Facebook page of all the crumpled up Robin Hood cards. They're desperate, man. They don't know what to do about this. Their legitimacy is being threatened.
She filed a report with the Keene Police Department and notified her supervisor. So at what point did the Keene Police Department or her supervisor inform her that this is unconstitutional behavior?
Good question.
Well, I want to know what would happen if I took a bunch of crumpled up trash and foisted it and put it upon a law enforcement officer here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Handed it into the air before?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what would happen to me? I want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, if I go out tomorrow with some trash, not dirty trash, just, you know,
paper,
crumpled up paper, and I push it on a police officer in Keene, New Hampshire, how's that going to go for me? Because I have this sneaking suspicion that there's two classes of people here in this country, that one of the classes is the government, and the other class is the rest of us.
Yeah, and what would happen if you took parking tickets off of people's car windows? I would never advocate this, but what if you took parking tickets off of people's car windows, crumbled those up and dropped them at the police department? Then you'd have interference with police investigations, government administration. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you bring up anything you like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're free. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Those features on the site do include our news updates. You get kept in the loop whenever there's something that we need to announce about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to sign up for our emailed updates or follow us on Twitter or Facebook, whatever your preference. reference. They're there. It's news.freetalklive.com.
Who are the major league sporting teams in your local vicinity? I'm sure you've got a baseball one and a football one and maybe even soccer. There's maybe a tennis venue somewhere nearby. You can get tickets for all of these events at up to 60% off at scorebig.com. Now, scorebig.com's relatively new on the scene, and they're offering really tickets in a way that no other venue has ever offered them. Because you can get them at these great seats. They've got great seats at up to 60% off. And this is really unlike the rest of the ticket operations out there. Go take a look. Whatever that sporting event is that you enjoy, go take a look at your team. By the way, you can get tickets several months in advance. They've got football tickets available now, and it's May, so go take a look at scorebig.com. Click on in the upper right-hand corner is a microphone. Click on that. Type in FTL, and when you buy a ticket, the first ticket you buy by using Free Talk Live's little code there, FTL, you'll get $15 off the price that already has is 60% off, there. So, I mean, that's incredible. They've also got, by the way, if you're not into sports, that's fine. They've got great theater tickets, family shows, Disney on Ice, Cirque du Soleil, Sesame Street. Obviously, there's a lot more than that. I'm just trying to give you an idea of, those things. Sesame Street Live, by the way. So go to scorebig.com, click on the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL, it's scorebig.com.
Very cool. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. We go to Eric in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Ian. How are you tonight?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was listening tonight. I'm the guy who you lost when a couple weeks ago, Friday night.
I
had
lost
the police
you?
Knocking at my door.
Oh.
You were wondering how that ever went.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're not calling from jail, so that's a good sign.
No. I was calling that night to inform people how to handle it when these thugs come to your house. On a different topic, though, I was listening tonight and I'm really interested in this Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Hooding that you're doing here in my little town, very middle of Montana, 5,000 people. We had parking meters all over the place up until about 5 years ago.
What happened?
Constantly had problems with our meter maid. This woman was hiding around corners, waiting for everybody, just harassing the Jesus out of people, to use one of Mark's words. And finally, one day, she slipped and hurt herself.
Ouch.
Decided she was going to sue the city for all kinds of special equipment
Oh, wow.
that she needed to drive around town in one of these special little trucks and stuff.
The fishman carts.
We just weren't going to put up with it any longer, and a bunch of people went to City Hall, raised Cain, and we got the parking meters taken out.
Wow,
instead,
man. Nice
now,
job.
In place of those parking meters, they made them into hitching posts.
Nice.
So,
that's
nice. Nice. Montana town.
It's pretty funny.
Nice victory, man. And how long ago was this happened?
Oh, it's got to be at least 5 years now, maybe longer.
You know, it's pretty rare that you hear about government being rolled back, so nice story.
There was
that.
Another story that was sent over to us that dates from 94. Actually, it's from Anchorage, Alaska, in the McClatchy News Service. Same deal. It was really, they're called parking fairies there, and they, too, just eradicated the parking enforcement department. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. We were going through the same thing, people plugging meters, but here they were allowed to ticket people for it. So they
ticket
were
people for
to
plugging
ticket
somebody
people
else's
for
meter.
Excuse yeah. me?
Ticket people for plugging other people's meters?
Correct. Correct.
Wow. This is the height of just sort of government nastiness.
Thought crime.
It's, well, it's pretty crazy. Common,
no,
from
actually,
what I understand.
You can't even help a neighbor anymore.
Yep.
And it was constant problems with these meters, though. Businesses complaining that their spots were always tied up and the meter maid wasn't coming around enough. And, you know, they thought these spots were just for their businesses.
But what did the business owners do after the...
Yeah, what happened afterwards? I mean, surely the business, these people that were complaining the meter maid wasn't doing her job, they didn't stop complaining when she got rid of her job. What happened?
Well, before you couldn't find a place downtown to park. Now, I drive downtown every day and it takes me 2 minutes to find a spot.
Why is that?
I can park in front of almost any store I want. So.
But why? Why is that? Because it's the people will have you, the people who support the parking meters would have you believe that it's the parking meters that keep downtown businesses in business. Are the businesses out of business? Is that why you're easily able to find parking spaces?
No, not at all. I think what it is before people were driving just on the periphery, parking on the periphery, the people who worked in these businesses and stuff. And later on when customers would be in town, they wouldn't be able to find spots, you know?
And, so where are they parking now, these business, these workers?
We have just as many spots as we used to have. I think they say we have 6,500 spots, parking spots in this little town for 5,000 people. And we have parades almost every weekend in the summer, and there's always places to park. So this was it was just a way to shake the taxpayer down.
Thanks for your call tonight, Eric. Appreciate the story at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's one other thing I wanted to mention about this. And that was, despite the haters, and there's some haters here in Keene, because whenever you do, again, when you do activism that's effective, people have strong opinions about it. And some people really love the state. They love the idea of the government.
And some people just hate the free Keene.
They hate activists. Some people just hate activists, period. Like you said, you've got this anti-war group that's got an 80-year-old men in it, and they're yelling at them. You know, people just hate activism in some cases. So the haters, they're going to hate. That's how it's going to be. Even some people within the activism movement are critical. Some people within the activism movement believe what the government says just because they say it. Like, well, they're saying here in these stories that you guys are harassing people. Well, cops lie.
You're welcome to call in if you've got any problem with this. I'd love to hear the particular reason. I've been posting on the Facebook page trying to find out, you know, whatever reason somebody might not like the idea of putting a dime in somebody else's parking meter.
And so, you know, it's nice. We get money from people. People send gift cards, they say thank you, they send thank you notes, and that's really nice. Today I got a really great phone call that I think was incredible, and it was from a guy named Torley. And Torley was calling me from Boston. Now, he is formerly of Liberia, and as he says in the email that he sent me later on, he actually escaped from the brutal Liberian Civil War that killed 250,000 innocent people.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what his thoughts about Robin Hooding are here in a few moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Features, they're free. Enjoy. freetalklive.com. Listening options are included. Live streams, we've got those. Radio stations, over 110 of them. Coast to coast, AM and FM. Plus, we've got XN satellite radio, as well as free-to-air KU-band satellite, which is available across North and Central America. Plus, we've got the listen lines, allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, and our webcam. Plenty of ways to get tuned in. So go to listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get some kind of storable food for an emergency situation, it's probably a good idea because it's a good idea to have insurance. You never know when an emergency is going to strike or what form it's going to take. And storable food is, frankly, if you get it at food.freetalklive.com, relatively inexpensive insurance. Go take a look. You can get storable food that's good for up to 25 years in nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouches that come in plastic buckets that are sort of critter-proof. Just go take a look there, and they're less than $1.50 a meal. It's an incredible deal, especially when you consider that the Legacy Premium brand, which we represent there at food.freetalklive.com, is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. To get that kind of healthy food for $1.50 a meal, frankly, unheard of. It's really difficult to make a meal for $1.50, and they've got it there for you. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. Again, food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart that's there. It convinced me. Maybe it'll convince you. Food.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, and then I'll share with you some information I got from a guy who's originally from Liberia. He called today to let me know what he thought about Robin Hooding. And we'll get to that here. But first, your calls and thoughts. Ben is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Ben, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just hearing you talk about cloud computing.
Yeah, sure, cloud computing.
Yeah, I've got some experience in that, and I just wanted to bring up some pros and cons to it.
All right,
so,
make it understandable for the average person.
Yeah, definitely. So just to go back over cloud computing, you've got computers that run websites, and when you get a lot of people going to websites, then you have to make them more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So normally without cloud computing, you don't have you have to add a new computer or increase the speed of the computer by adding parts to it.
Right.
So with cloud computing, you can do that automatically, point and click your way through that. So one of the nice things about that is you can do that really fast without having to actually, like you're saying, without having to actually, touch the computer, put new parts in it.
Right. For me, earlier when I upgraded our server during the show tonight, the longest process was to actually power down and power up the server. As soon as I powered down the server, I slid some sliders on a website. I then powered it back up. So maybe a total of 2 minutes of downtime.
Right. And there are one of the systems that we were using at my last job is you could set it up so you wouldn't even have to power it down. It's just you wouldn't even notice. The user wouldn't even notice mm-hmm. that it had been upgraded. So that's one of the nice things about it. One of the problems, though, is that depending on how you do it, there's services out there where you can subscribe. I don't know how you guys do it, but you can subscribe to them, and then they'll host your stuff, and then they take care of all that back-end stuff. The problem with that is that, and with any hosting company that controls the hardware, is that even if you don't give them consent, they would technically have access to all the data on your site. So what we had done is we ran our own event. We moved into this from one of a couple different services was to run our own cloud, and so then we did still have servers there, and of course we were running a lot of different websites. But what you can do in that case is say you've got some extra capacity available if you wanted to allocate it to a different site, you can still do that, and you can tweak stuff so you can say, all right, well, I want it to not go down at all or stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
so you're running your own service where you could sell server space is what you're saying.
Right.
Now, that's not within the realm of the average business owner. I mean, that's not even an option for them. So how's this useful to the average person listening?
Well, just my main point, though, is just that there is kind of a security risk to that. So when you do run your own server, if you have the server for yourself, then you have total control over that. And so, and there's another thing, there's if you do go through one of these providers, which you guys are probably doing, then there's different ones that have different levels of reliability. There's one of the ones we were using, it was not very reliable and stuff would go down a lot, but
mm-hmm.
just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, it's always been a struggle, running a server is making sure the thing always works. And as you're saying, you can have someone else manage it for you, or you can manage it yourself, and there's cost savings involved in there. But if you don't know what you're doing, then obviously you probably want to have somebody who knows what they're doing manage it for you, in which case you're going to be paying them either way. So the more you know about technical matters, the better off you're going to be when it comes to running your own server. And the more you have to have your hand held, the more costly it's going to become. But unless you're an IT professional by trade, you probably don't have the chops to be able to run or administer your own server, unless you're a total hobbyist when it comes to Linux and other things like that. So I appreciate your call tonight. I think cloud computing, I generally think it's a better solution than buying a server and sticking it in a rack somewhere, at least from my experience in running servers. I like that I was able to just double the amount of computing power that we were using tonight in a two-minute time frame rather than have to put in a ticket with the support department, wait for them to get, some hardware out, shut down the machine, get the techs in the work bay, open the thing up, put some new hard drives in or new RAM or whatever else, or, boot up a whole new machine with all new specs. And that's how you had to do it before the cloud computing, and it's a time-consuming process. And I thank you for the call tonight, Ben. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. William's on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, William. You're on the air.
So I've been listening to the show primarily by podcast every day for probably 8 years,
Wow, thanks.
I think it's
really
it's great. It's kind of weird. I would load it up on my podcast at night, and right as I was going to bed in my college dorm room, I would fall asleep to Ian and Mark's voices.
Yeah, that is creepy. I'm so sorry.
I'm kind of a creepy guy.
Free talk anyway. Left by osmosis, that's great.
8 years. I mean, you've been listening basically since we've been nationally syndicated.
I mean, I have been hooked since I've started listening to the show. My girlfriend hates you both. I put you sometimes on the car when
we're
driving.
That much exposure, I would imagine.
She just needs to meet them.
She'll say, oh, is this Free Talk Live? And I'm like, yeah. And she'll just roll over and go to bed on our long car ride. So, I don't know. I think you guys do a great job. It's the best radio show I've ever listened to.
Apparently.
And, you know, I'll listen to it in the car at night when I'm going to bed, when I'm on a run, in the office. It's great. And for the record, yes, I share it with friends.
Thanks.
Okay, man. So did you have anything else to do besides offer us accolades? I appreciate that.
No. And I promise this isn't just about kissing your ass. Today I was listening to the show for the first time live, maybe second time.
In 8 years. That's incredible.
Yeah, I always listen by podcast.
Okay.
And I logged onto the website to see what local station near me aired you guys. Sometimes when I drive in the area between 7 and 10, I scan the stations near me, whether that's satellite or radio, and haven't had luck in finding the show. Now, when I looked on the website, I was just so disappointed to see that my local station plays the show for, like, an hour on Sunday mornings at, like, which I thought was absurd and unbelievable. But as I looked through the list, it seemed as though so many other stations only play the show for, you know, maybe an hour a week, or perhaps the show only on one day or maybe 2 days per weekend. And so for me, as someone that's been listening to the show for so many years with all the content that's available and the variety on the show, who was hooked from probably the first time I heard it, I couldn't believe it.
Stand by. We can talk more about listening experiences in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about what you want. You can get your call in here in the remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been talking a lot about Robinhooding. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything, but the Robinhooding thing is still continuing to make news globally. I put up a post, finally, at Free Keen. There were 9 or 10 posts yesterday. I just haven't had a chance to post much today, and I guess no one else has either. So I did post up kind of a quick summary piece linking quickly to some of the major news sources that have been talking about Robinhooding, and also linking to the Google News search for Robinhood so you can see the full list for yourself, the 34, as of last count, 34 news items. Now that's just under the Robinhood subheading. When you search Google News for Robinhood, there's that first result, the most relevant result that comes up that shows you, oh, there's 34 stories here. But if you scroll down, you'll see there's still a few more stories kind of straggling below that. So maybe more than 34 stories, and maybe there's some that Google's not counting. That's certainly possible, too. So you can go to freekeen.com to get that information. We've got William on the line with us. And William, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about how you've been listening to the show for a long time via podcast, but had only listened twice live and only recently, and you checked the listings over at affiliates.freetalklive.com to see what radio stations were carrying the show, and you were surprised that in a lot of stations' cases how few of the 21 hours per week of the show that we do were carried by some stations. Is that right?
That's right, and I really do believe in the show and think that you have a lot to offer to anyone that has the ability to listen. And I know for me, I'm fortunate to be able to have, you know, an iPod, and I can download the podcast whenever I want and can listen, but that's not always the case for everyone. So I guess my question for this evening, or it's a series of questions, is can you just explain a little bit about what goes into getting a station to pick up the show? How does the AMP program help? And I guess why you think more stations haven't picked the show up, and why the stations that have picked up the show have only signed up for a limited amount of time per week.
The challenges of affiliate relations. This is the job that I do for a living during the day when I'm not busy getting arrested or doing activism or something like that. I call radio stations. Usually the best time is in the morning, so I'll call stations and talk to the program directors and pitch them on the idea of Free Talk Live. Now, you have to understand, I'm not the only person doing this. There are companies all over the place with
probably the only talk show host that does it with any of any weekday show that does it with any regularity.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you qualified that, because now Michael W. Dean and Nima Vidati from the Freedom Fiends are syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and they have begun calling talk radio stations.
Good for them. They've got a ways to go, and I hope that they can
They're a weekend show, though, yeah. So that's why I'm glad you qualified that, because we are no longer the only liberty-minded syndicated talk show. So congratulations to the Freedom Fiends there. I hope they'll begin a trend of that happening. But it's a lot of work. I mean, Michael Dean was asking me, you know, what's realistic to expect? I remember I started out the first year calling these radio stations. I thought I was going to have 50 affiliates by the end of the year. It took 5 years to get 50 affiliates. I didn't have the right expectations. And the reason why is, one, you're calling a radio station, you're talking to a program director. That station already has 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of programming. So you're essentially,
waiting for somebody to disappear.
Something that they have.
Right, you're either looking to bowl them over with a show so amazing to them that they just have to pull one of their current shows off the air. That rarely happens. Or you're just going to hover like a vulture and hope to be able to swoop in and be given a slot at the appropriate time. Now, sometimes you'll call a station and the program director will be in the middle of the process of looking at new programming. But most of the time, that's not happening.
Free Talk Live, the carrion bird of talk radio. Now, another thing you have to ask yourself is if you run a talk station, who do you want on your air? You want the number one show in that time slot on your air. So, whatever that might be. Let's say you want Rush Limbaugh on or Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity is a really great example for us because he's the number two talk show in the nation. And you don't get Sean Hannity just by saying, hey, I'd like to have Sean Hannity. Was it Premier that handles it?
There's a couple different companies that do that.
Okay. Whoever handles Sean Hannity, then you've got to take the contract. The contract says, among other things, that you've got to take not just Sean Hannity, but you've got to take Mark Levin, too. So all those stations that Mark Levin, I think, is the number six talk show host in the nation or something like that. He's on directly against us.
He's big because of this cram down.
It's what they call a cram down. So they take, they give you Sean Hannity, and then they cram Mark Levin down your throat. And so Free Talk Live doesn't have the ability and really the desire to do that to its affiliates. And so we're out there. It's really, truly David and Goliath. And most of the time, Goliath wins. The fact that Free Talk Live has been able to get on as many stations as it has, and admittedly, a lot of those stations are like you saw on Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, which, it's fine. That's fine. The fact that we've been able to do that at all is fascinating, at the convention they called it we've done the impossible.
Yeah, a lot of people admire the independent situation that Free Talk Live is. We're not, the Genesis Communications Network is an independent syndicator, and what I mean when I say that is a lot of the syndicators in the business, like the guys that own Rush Limbaugh's show, the guys that own the Hannity show, the guys that own Geraldo, Mike Huckabee, a lot of these big names. Those shows are owned by companies, these behemoth companies like Clear Channel and Cumulus. And by the way, we're on some Clear Channel and Cumulus stations. Those companies own syndicated shows, so naturally they're going to put their own syndicated shows on their own radio stations. So it can be really tough to break into that. So for instance, if I'm calling a Cumulus talk radio station, we're on a couple of Cumulus stations, but we're only on weekends. That's because the Cumulus company doesn't really have enough syndicated product to fill a full weekend schedule of original programming, but they've got the whole week covered, man. I mean, from dawn to dusk, from dawn to dark, they've got 24 hours, actually, of their own shows. So they don't really have an incentive to even consider airing Free Talk Live during the week. It's not in their business plan. So we deal with that sort of thing, too. So you're up against the big, big companies, but at the same time, you're working with the big, big companies. So like Premier Radio Networks runs the XM channels that we're being heard on right now, or that we're on America's Talk during the week. And I'm grateful to be on any amount of time on a, on any station. I don't care if it's an hour. I don't care if it's all 21. I'm grateful to be there and have some people hear Free Talk Live some of the time. And in the case of, like the XM channels, those are programmed by Premier Radio Networks, the same company that syndicates Rush Limbaugh. So, and Glenn Beck, for instance. But there's still some time available, and we get in those times.
Free Talk Live is here because we're flexible, we provide a good product, and we try to make the program director's lives better, not harder, which, ask them. The rest of the shows don't do that.
Hey, William, I hope that answers your questions. Thanks for your call tonight, and thanks for listening for 8 years, man. I really appreciate that. 855-450-FREE. Ross is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ross.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Talking about the parking enforcement and the Robin Hooding.
Yes, sir.
When I was a kid, the town that I lived in didn't have parking meters. But we had parking enforcement come by downtown, and they would mark the tires with chalk.
Yep.
Yep. They do that here, too.
Well, as a 16-year-old kid who'd just gotten his driver's license, I didn't think I was right. But me and my friends would go by these cars and wash the chalk marks off.
Nice.
It's actually a felony here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they threatened the Robin Hooders with felony charges for doing that here. What happened with you?
They actually started, we did that for about 2 weeks, and then they started using white spray paint.
Oh, wow.
Wow. They're doing spray paint on people's tires?
We actually, from court, there was probably 3,000 parking spaces downtown. We actually took them to small claims court. $50 per tire.
And you won?
Good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's vandalism.
It's vandalism, for sure.
Outstanding.
Took them for vandalism.
Good for you. I'm surprised they didn't exempt themselves from that law. They like to exempt themselves from laws like murder and things like that. If it's legally prescribed, then it's totally okay. Ross, thanks for the call and the story, man. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. So here's a bit of what I was told today and also emailed by Torley. He's from Liberia. He lived through and escaped from the Liberian Civil War. He said it killed 250,000 innocent people there. He's grateful to be alive. But he doesn't appreciate the fact that he got a $75 parking ticket in Boston as he was visiting his friend at a Brigham and Women's Hospital. His friend died on Easter Sunday morning, and he didn't have time to fight the ticket. He says he opens his email, and this is what he told me basically on the phone. Wow, thanks for reporting this news. I've been waiting for the past 22 years. He told me literally this is the best news he's heard in 20 years.
Jeez.
He is so inspired by Keene's Robin Hooding.
I love it.
That he wants to take the idea to Africa and franchise, basically, the Robin Hooding concept.
There are a lot of parking meters in Africa?
In Africa.
Wow.
Do you think it's an original idea or something?
I'd be interested
in seeing. It's worth mentioning, too, just in the last minute here, that we have tried the kiosks here in town. Everyone says, install the kiosk.
Yeah, that's not good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the fuel treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.